You're listening to Butch Slaughter here. Welcome to the Alpha Black Living in 4D. I'm going to be doing this segment probably every week, and I hope you will join me for the Alpha Black. This is the concept that I put together related to my book, Forgive, the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. If you don't have that book, you should go to my website, UlyssesButchSlaughter.com, and get Forgive, the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. Coming out of writing that book, I wanted to be able to define what this concept of forgiveness was all about and who would prescribe to forgiving as the new mantra and practice for Black men. And forgiving is just such a tricky subject for so many people. I always say that there's no one size fits all forgiving. People have different circumstances in their lives. They go through different things, and when the term forgiving comes up, they look at a particular situation that has happened in their life, and they question whether or not they actually want to forgive that particular situation. And one of the things that I frequently say to people is that forgiving is more than a moral imperative. I want to repeat that because it's something of a tongue twister. Forgiving is more than a moral, M-O-R-A-L, moral imperative. It's not just about the morality of forgiving. That's just not, that ain't it. It is about having the faith, having the focused faith. This is something that I'll talk a lot about also. Having the focused faith to go forward, to know what it is that you want. I'm going to talk about focused faith because it's related to desire. All right. Forgiving is about focused faith. It's about fitness. F-I-T-N-E-S-S. I want to get real clear when I'm saying these things, because fitness is both a mental fitness and a physical fitness. They go hand in hand. So I talked about focused faith as part of forgiving. I'm talking about fitness, mental and physical fitness. And I'm talking about food. I'm talking about the stuff you put in your mouth and the stuff you put in your mind. I'm talking about this in the context of the Alpha Black. When I talk about the Alpha Black, I'm talking about Black men who aspire to be the cosmic best, to be their, not talking about a fucking context of American. I'm not even really talking about a context only of Africa. I'm talking about a cosmic, godlike awareness and a godlike power. I know when people listen to this, they're like, that just is so lofty. That's just, you give me something practical. See, that's the problem with a lot of the shit that we get into is I use the term the prison of practicality. The prison of practicality. We are always talking about something practical. And I think what we're talking about when we say practical is you want to be able to comprehend something. You want to be able to make sure that it is useful, right? I don't want to talk about practical in the context of doing the same shit over and over again. And this is the thing that the Alpha Black will need to address. We're not interested in doing the same shit over and over again as Alpha Black. We're not interested in thinking about the same thing over and over again as the Alpha Black. The Alpha, the lead, the head motherfucking Black, the one that is out there pushing forward on behalf of himself, his God, his people, the world, the universe. When I'm talking about cosmic, I'm talking about timeless space and time. It might have been a contradiction, but I'm talking about a timelessness. I'm talking about getting, just really elevating ourselves. We are so bogged down. We are so bogged down that it's like a remedial learning that we have to go through. We're going to have to drop and reconsider a lot of things. Going to have to drop some things totally, reconsider other things. That is part of forgiving as well. So going back to the point of this particular segment, the Alpha Black Living 4D, 4D. There are 4 Ds. There's desire, direction, discipline, and destiny. I believe that the desire, the craving for something, the desire, the hunger for a particular feeling. I don't know if we're actually wanting in life things as much as we want feeling. We want to feel powerful. We want a consistency of feeling powerful. That is what we desire. I don't think we desire things. And I think we get fucked up because a lot of times we're chasing things when in fact what we want is to feel a particular way. I'll come back to that. So the first D for the Alpha Black to consider is desire. What do you want? What do you want to feel as the Alpha Black? You know, if you felt good in the space that you occupied all the time, if you felt incredible all the time, you wouldn't give a fuck what you had. You just wouldn't, because you felt incredible. And if you desire to feel incredible, it is going to take some action. You're going to have to do something to feel incredible. You're going to have to have a process for that incredible feeling, right? And I think of the process is part of a practice, and that practice is constant exploration and consideration of possibilities. Constant exploration and consideration of possibilities, the desire, the hunger for a particular feeling is going to come through a particular awareness, a development, a self-development of yourself, Black man, an infusion of power through yourself. People who've heard me speak before know that I love the prayer of St. Francis, a prayer that I learned when I was in high school. Actually, I learned that prayer when I was in seventh grade. The prayer goes, make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood and to understand, to give love and to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men and women that which we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal light. Okay, so now I don't want you to think this is a religious trip that I'm on. I just love that prayer. That is one of the things that I repeat to myself on a daily basis. I've known that prayer for almost 40 years now. Almost 40 years I've been saying that prayer, and it increases my desire and it gives me direction. And so I talked about desire for the Alpha Black. I'm talking about direction for the Alpha Black. I want to be a channelist. I need to get to the discipline part of this, because discipline, sticking to something, committing to something, discipline, doing what needs to be done, getting up on time, working in a way that is in accordance with your desire, discipline, sticking to the shit, desire, direction, discipline, fucking discipline. Get from in front of TV. Get from in front of fucking Facebook. Get from in front of whatever it is that has you sitting on your lazy ass. Some discipline. You want to lose. You want to do whatever it is you want to do. You got to have discipline. You got to stick to it. You got to fucking stick to it. I think of all the things that I'm doing. I got a lot I want to do. I got a lot I desire to present to the world. I've been thinking this week about all of the things that I've done over the years, and I'm like, oh my God, I've done so many things over the years. And I have to acknowledge that I haven't always had the discipline, the follow through. I had the desire to do some things, and you know, I would go something and then I would stop. I would do something else and I would stop. And I desire to feel a particular something. I am not a lazy dude at all. I admit that sometimes I don't hang in there. I don't give things an opportunity to flourish. You know, there's a way that I have not always just stuck with it long enough so it can get the traction, so it can become sustainable. Got to check your discipline. You got to check your discipline, which means that you got to have some plans. You got to have some idea of what you're going to do. You got to be committed. All right, so discipline, direction, desire. Finally, destiny. This is 4D I'm talking about. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and this is the Alpha Black. The Alpha Black. The Alpha Black. I call this concept the Alpha Black because this is a program segment. This is a conversation for men who want to be cosmic leaders, who want to grow in a profound way, not in the context of a particular country, a particular, even a particular generation. I'm thinking big here. I'm thinking about that fucking cosmic cross galaxy type shit is what I'm talking about. Can it be felt? Oh, hell yeah, it can be felt. Can you actually, you know, time travel? Again, maybe this ain't the moment to get into this type of stuff. And depending on who you are as you listen to this, if you're living in the prison of practicality, this shit is not for you. Because if you keep thinking in the context of what has been presented to you, then you're never going to grow, because all you keep doing is hanging out in the context, in the historical context, in the racial context, in all of these contexts that people hang out in. You can't fucking grow hanging out in contexts that have been created for you. You gotta recontextualize some shit. You gotta figure out, okay, well, what's gonna work for me? What is going to work for me? You gotta ask that question of yourself. What's going to work for me? What more is there? What are the other possibilities? The Alpha Black is always thinking about the possibilities, thinking about the evidence of things not seen. I wrote a book called Forgive, the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. You can go to my website, UlyssesButchSlaughter.com, and you can get a copy of that. Again, it's called Forgive, the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. I want you to check that out. I'm flipping through the book right now, and I'm looking at some of the quotes I have here that are related to 4D. Desire, direction, discipline, and destiny. One of the quotes that I love in this book comes from one of my favorite groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire, a song called Mighty Mighty. I used to listen to the song when I was a little boy. I just love how certain things stick with you your whole life. And if you give them a particular kind of consideration, you will understand that they are like part of the fire. Literally part of the fire that moves you forward in life. This is one of those songs. I listen to this when I'm in a gym. I put my headset on and I'm working out and I'm listening to Mighty Mighty by Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's a line in the song from Earth, Wind, and Fire that says, and this is what I'm talking about when I talk about Alpha Black again. When I talk about Alpha Black, when I talk about cosmic travel, when I talk about the fact that, as Khalil Gibran said, we come through our parents, not from them. He says that in the book, The Prophet. We come through our parents, not from them, which means that we came from someplace else and we are going to go someplace else, which means that we are always in existence, which means that we ain't just fucking, you know, Americans. We ain't just, you know, living on a planet. We are everywhere at all times. And we've lost our imaginations because we've decided we're going to settle into the political context. We've decided we're going to settle into the historical context. We're Democrats, we're this, we're... Shut the fuck up. That ain't what I'm talking about here as the Alpha Black. So anyway, the quote from Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Mighty, Mighty, we are people of the mighty, mighty people of the sun. In our hearts lie all the answers to the truth you can't run from. You never heard that, you got to listen to that song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. We are people of the mighty.
Ooh.
Alpha Black, you are of the mighty, of the mighty. You got to get outside and you got to look around and you got to see this incredible space that we live in. Not just, you know, the planet. I ain't talking about looking at buildings. I'm talking about looking into the sky. I'm talking about spending some time looking on the ground and looking at the wonders, big and small. Say, we are the people of the mighty, mighty people of the sun. In our hearts lie all the answers. In our hearts lie, in our hearts lie, in our depths lie all the answers to the truth you can't run from. Some heavy shit. That's Maurice White, Philip Bailey, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm talking about the Alpha Black. The Alpha Black. Living in 4D, desire, direction, discipline, and destiny. Your desire, what you crave, and what craves you. I want to get clear about that because there's a craving that lives in you, a craving that showed up in you, a craving that is born in you. You are pregnant with a hunger. You actually came into this world as a result of a particular hunger. You filled up a thing was desired by the universe. You are born of desire. And you gotta get connected to that. You gotta be reconciled to what that desire is. You are a channel of this desire. You are a channel of this desire. You have been placed here through desire. And you are on a path. You have a direction. You gotta get clear about this, Alpha Black. Get clear about your desire. Get clear about the direction. And know that, you know, the direction, the course is multifaceted. You can change. The desire is not negotiable. The hunger that you were born with is not negotiable. It is natural. It is innate. The desire is not negotiable. The direction, you see, when you understand that the desire is innate and natural, you understand that there's a part in you that actually knows what it's doing. If you understand that sometimes you have to submit to that desire, you got to submit to the thing that brought you into the world, then you don't get so fucking fucked up giving you, it's whispering to you, go left, go right. It's telling you some stuff. If you could learn to listen to that, you could learn to be connected to that. If you could have the discipline to listen to that, if you would trust that, you'd be okay. The destiny, a particular place that you show up with some incredible impact. See, we're passing through. Yeah, we're passing through this space and time, Alpha Black. And so what's the point in being fucking afraid? You ain't going to be around here long. Not in this particular form, whatever form you're holding right now, you ain't going to be around here long. So what's the point in being afraid? I want you to check out my book. It's called Forgive the New Mantra in Practice for Black Men. You go to my website. It is UlyssesButchSlaughter.com. This particular show, Ulysses Butch Slaughter presents the Alpha Black. I am Ulysses Butch Slaughter. This is the Alpha Black. I want you to check out my new book, It's not so new anymore, but it'll be new to you if you don't have it. Forgive, the new mantra, and practice. I talked about practice a little earlier. You need a freaking process, baby. You need a process. You need a process. You need commitment. You need discipline. You need something that you can go to and that you can grow with. You need a cycle so you can get some traction, so you can get sustainability. You need that. Follow me? You need that. So, talking about 4D, desire, direction, discipline, destiny. Desire, direction, discipline, destiny. You can repeat that. It's all right if you repeat that over and over again. Desire, direction, discipline, destiny. Again, I'm flipping through my book. There is here's a great quote from the book. There is no way around serious and disciplined study. That's a quote I got from Asa Hilliard. Just so that you know that this is a book. Forgive, the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men is a book that I wrote dedicated to the multitude of black men who have impacted me and brought me into this place with so many direct and indirect lessons about forgiving and reconciliation, about faith, about fitness, about food. So many black men had something to say to me about these things. These men fed me. They helped me get more clear about my desire. And every time I read this book, I think about those men who helped me to get my shit together, helped me to remember who I am. So no matter if I'm doing a presentation on the Odyssey Project, if I'm showing my film Odyssey to Save Ulysses, if I'm putting together my project Sex and the Struggle, no matter what I'm doing, I'm growing out of these men. I am growing out of these men. The Alpha Black. That's what this is all about. I'm growing out of these men. Who are you growing out of? Who are you growing out of? What did you grow out of? Who taught you about desire, direction, discipline, and destiny? Desire, direction, discipline, and destiny. Who taught you? These things are important. What are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? Everybody's hungry for something. Life is hunger. Part of the hunger. You are part of the process of feeding, right? You are feeding. And life is feeding. Everything is feeding. There's this constant cycle of feeding. So every day, I got about 5 minutes left. Every day, you want to be thinking about what do you desire. If you don't wake up, if you don't come to consciousness every day asking, what do I want? What do I want to feel? What do I want to offer? What is the hunger inside of me? What is this source that wakes me up? You're missing something. If you don't feel your connection to something bigger, you are missing something. If you don't feel your desire connected to something bigger, you are missing something. You got to feel the hunger. You want to wake that hunger up. That hunger has something to do with the things that you've seen, the things that you've experienced. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what I want. I always say, well, what did you go through? I want you to understand that. I don't know what I want, people say. I say, well, what did you go through? Because what you've gone through in part will show you what you want. It's going to take another a segment for me to get down to business on that. But what you've gone through will show you what you want. Because, see, part of what you've gone through, the result of the hunger that lives within you that brought you through here. This is a perfect time for me to hit on another quote from my book, Forgive the New Mantra Practice for Black Men. I actually got a couple. I want to repeat this. What you've gone through will give you some indication of what you want, because what you've gone through and what you want need to be reconciled. What you've gone through and what you want need to be reconciled. What you've gone through and what you want need to be reconciled. They need to be seen as one of the same. So here's one of the quotes, one of my favorites in my book, Forgive the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. I'm looking at one from Frantz Fanon. It says, each generation must, out of relative obscurity, discover its mission, fulfill it, or betray it. Frantz Fanon. Each generation must, out of relative obscurity, discover its mission, fulfill it, or betray it. Now, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Because each individual, just like each generation, must, out of relative obscurity, it's kind of obscure, it's relative, depending on who you ask, relatively obscurity. It must discover its mission. This is you. Relative obscurity means you got to be able to look at the components, the circumstances, and understand that you know you're not 2020 when you're looking at these things. You ain't perfect when you're looking at them, which means so the relative obscurity speaks to a particular imperfection. But you can make perfection out of the imperfection by taking creative license. I'll talk more about that. Creative license. You got to take creative license with your life. But each generation must, out of relative obscurity, discover its mission. This is you. You got to discover your mission. You got to discover your desire. And when you discover your desire, you're going to fulfill it. If you don't discover your mission, if you don't get in tune with your desire, you will betray it. It's one of my greatest fears. Oh my God, I don't want to fucking betray. The reason why I showed up, you mean to tell me I was given a mission and I showed up and I couldn't fucking get it done? I want to get it done. Then there's the Stevie Wonder quote from the song As. We all know sometimes life's hates and troubles will make you wish you were born in another time and space, but you can bet your life in that and twice as double that God knew exactly where he wanted you to be placed. Again, Stevie Wonder and song As. I listened to this when I was a little boy. See, I've got these seeds, and you've got them too. Going way back, you need to recognize the seeds that were planted in you. We all know sometimes life's hates and troubles, all of us know that, can make you wish you were born in another time and space. But you weren't. You were born in this one. And so Stevie says, and you can bet your life. And that, and twice it's double, that God, the desire, the cosmic desire, knew exactly where he wanted you to be placed. So make sure when you say you're in it but not of it, you're not helping to make this a place that some people sometimes call hell. You're not contributing to the fucking madness. Desire, direction, discipline, destiny. The Alpha Black, we live in 4D. I'm going to be back with another segment for the Alpha Black. I got about 30 seconds, but I want you to go to my website and get my book, Forgive the New Mantra and Practice for Black Men. You need a freaking process. This is a great guide. This is an excellent guide for a black man who aspires to be the Alpha Black. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. I desire to be the Alpha Black every day. I'm going to go out and be Alpha Black today. Join me, Ulysses Butch Slaughter, here again for the Alpha Black. Thank you so much, and take good care. Goodbye.